Hi, it's Dave. So today, Tesla stock dropped about 3.5% on news that Tesla has delayed their Berlin factory by about 6 months. Now, I want to take a deeper look at this story from this German publication from different angles, trying to get to the essence of things. So first, let's take a look at the stock price today. Tesla dropped about 25 points, dropping to about $685, and it's down about 3.5% today. So the news came out from this German publication, and they're saying that Tesla's Berlin factory has been delayed by 6 months until the end of January in 2022. And they further claim that Elon Musk has given a so-called half year more, 6 months more for Tesla's Berlin factory to get started. Now, this story sounds fishy from a lot of angles, and I want to dive into this a little bit more. Let's look at how another publication, DW, picked up this story. And they said that there's actually a lot of various kind of complications in Berlin right now. One of the issues are protesters, and there's been a lot of campaigners, and some are worried about the vast amount of water that Tesla plant is using every day. Groundwater levels have already been receding fast in the region following three consecutive hot and dry summers. And so there's activists who are complaining that Tesla shouldn't make a factory in that region or in that area in the first place. And so there's a lot of things going on. Bloomberg picks up this story, and they basically say that they're kind of making it seem like the story is for real. And they're kind of giving this publication, who hasn't even named any sources, right? They're giving this publication a lot of credit, saying that, hey, Elon has, you know, postponed this project for 6 months according to this publication, etc. Now, there's a lot of background to this story. And one of the background to the story is in April, early April, Tesla did complain. They wrote a letter to the authorities in Berlin saying that it's very irritating that there's no clear timeline for the final approval after 6 months, after 16 months after Tesla's filed his application. And even though they've finished, they're completing construction on this facility, they don't have that final approval to start production. Now, I think Tesla was aiming to start production probably this summer or late summer. Those plans have been pushed out a little bit because of these delays. Now, Bloomberg in an April 27th article says, hey, Tesla is improving the plant. They're also making a facility to make batteries. And therefore, the Brandenburg State Environmental Ministry says that these changes could necessitate another round of public consultation. And it's unclear, and they're unable to say how long the approval process can take. So in other words, there's a lot of negotiation happening here, and the German authorities are saying that, hey, there's going to take some time for final approval. Now, I want to go into Tesla's actually earnings call and their shareholder letter. So what did Tesla say last week? So in their earnings call, Zach Kirkhorn, their CFO, says, we're building factories as quickly as we can. Both Texas and Berlin are progressing well, and we expect to have initial limited production from those factories this year and volume production from Texas and Berlin next year. So Tesla has given guidance that they're going to start production. It'll be limited and it'll be initial in both Austin and Berlin. So it is kind of a revised guidance in the sense that before, Berlin was tracking ahead of Austin, but now it seems like, according to Tesla's earnings call, Berlin and Austin are tracking very similar right now in terms of time. Let's go ahead and look at the shareholder letter. Here, Tesla says, in Europe, build-out of Gigafactory Berlin is continuing to move forward, with production and deliveries remaining on track for late 2021. Machinery for paint, stamping, and castings, etc., continues to be moved into the building. In the meantime, we will continue to import volumes to increase import volumes to Europe. So yeah, it seems like, you know, everything is going okay. It's just, you know, maybe they weren't able to meet their kind of ideal aggressive timelines of the summer. It looks like, you know, everything is on track for late 2021. Furthermore, in their shareholder letter, they're saying, hey, we're building Model Y capacity at Gigafactory Berlin and Texas and remain on track to start deliveries from each location in 2021. So here you have three cases that Tesla has reiterated, right, their guidance that they will start production of Model Y in Berlin. So this is in stark contrast to actually this report from this German publication that doesn't name any sources, and it has a fishy kind of narrative where Elon Musk so-called gives permission to wait 6 months. I mean, when on earth does Elon Musk, of all people, give permission to do something 6 months later? This is a crucial factor. Elon is pushing the envelope to get this done as fast as possible, they're running into some regulatory hurdles that have pushed this out, you know, a few to several months, but they're still on track to start Model Y production by the end of the year. In the shareholder letter, they share, actually, here's a picture of the factory mock-up on their website. But now check this out. In their shareholder letter, they give an actual picture of the factory. And this looks almost identical to this, you know, mock-up in terms of design. They need to probably, you know, finish the aesthetics, et cetera. But this factory is largely finished. Most of the construction is done. There's been a few people on YouTube who are tracking the progress of the construction. One of them is Tobias Lind, and he's got, you know, videos that come out very, very often showing just what's going on with, you know, Gigafactory Berlin. And this thing is amazing. I mean, it's a huge factory. We also got another guy, Fly Brandenburg, and here he gives footage where this is what he thinks is going to be the cell factory for Berlin. And so they're starting the foundation, right? So this is actually coming a little bit later than the actual the car factory itself. All right, so what do we got here? In summary, I think what we have is Tesla has clearly guided and made sure that people understand that Tesla is aiming for initial limited production by the end of the year, both in Berlin and Austin. And they shared this in the earnings call and the earnings letter. And now you've got this German publication who claims that Tesla won't start production until end of January, that Elon Musk gave his team 6 more months. And in my opinion, I think this is, you know, this is false. This is not true. This is conjecture. And this publication is not giving sources. It's not giving concrete details. And I think for publications to pick this up and actually promote it as fact and truth, I think it's not fair to Tesla. Tesla just last week gave their clear guidance. I do recognize, though, that there is a complex process of regulations and bureaucracy, especially in Berlin and in Europe. But the reality is that what is a few months in the bigger scope of things? When you take zoom out a bit to the 5-year, to the 10-year view, right? For Tesla to wait a few more months, right, to produce Model Ys in Europe, it's not going to change anything about their long-term trajectory. We know that demand in Europe for the Model Y is waiting, that Tesla hasn't even started selling the Model Y there. Now you have Shanghai expanding, and all of this paints a picture of Tesla launching their next big stage of development, which is the Model Y ramp in 3 continents. So you have China expanding, you have Europe, right, expanding with Berlin, and then you have Austin expanding mainly to be a Model Y factory. Now, this is part of the bigger plan where Elon Musk thinks that the Model Y can become the top-selling vehicle in the world in 2023, which means possibly selling 1.5 million Model Ys in a single year. Now, this would just be insane and incredible. But what's amazing about this is just the interim story. The real story is what happens after this. In a period of probably 2 or 3 years, Tesla is going to roll out what they deem the $25,000 vehicle. Now, this is a cheaper, probably smaller vehicle that's going to be made in China, designed in China, but also there'll probably be a version in Europe, made and designed in Europe. And this $25,000 vehicle could be actually a platform of various types of vehicles. But nevertheless, because the price is going to be significantly lower than the Model Y and the Model 3, they could experience, I think, demand an order of magnitude higher demand than the Model Y and Model 3. So I'm expecting perhaps even up to a 10x demand for this $25,000 vehicle. At the same time, you have full self-driving rolling out. So you have the beta going to wide release. We got monthly subscriptions. And as full self-driving gets better and better, you have the intersection of these two things. In a couple of years, full self-driving robotaxis will likely be rolled out. You've got this $25,000 vehicle, and Tesla is in prime position for a huge growth opportunity for the next 5 to 10 years after that. Now, I think one of the most bullish and exciting shorter-term kind of catalyst is the Biden tax credit in the U.S., where the U.S. is considering passing perhaps a $7,500 or even more tax credit or rebate for EV purchases. It could have some income requirements, but it could be huge for Tesla, especially if it's uncapped, meaning if Tesla can sell an unlimited amount of vehicles for this credit. And if that happens, I think Tesla is facing a situation where they can have unlimited demand in the US where any car that they produce, they could sell. And this is extremely bullish because it gives Tesla this amazing cushion of a few years at least, where every car they sell, they could, you know, push out. They've got full self-driving rolling out, improving, and they've got this big story coming out, which is the $25,000 vehicle, which could propel them well into, you know, the 2030s. As a long-term investor in Tesla, I don't think the future has ever been brighter, right? Tesla is executing on all different paths with different products, with scaling those products, we're entering new markets, entering new geographies, and the future is even brighter when you consider the convergence of robots and AI and the future types of products and markets that Tesla can enter in the longer term future. Anyways, hope this video has been helpful. If it is, go ahead, like it, subscribe to my channel to keep notified. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.